It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
Everybody, well, have I got a story for you. Do you like creepy clowns? You like death? You like no, that's pretty much it. I have a story for you, a true story. This is about the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. Abnormal Arts spelled all one word, which kind of has turned into apparently an underground sort of concert venue with a sideshow vibe. They have some stuff there, like a, you know, a bunch of crap, like crypto, taxidermy, pickled punks, fake mermaid skeleton, fairy skeleton. But they also have something pretty interesting, which is the preserved corpse of Achille Chatelot, an American circus performer who died in 1912, and requested his body be put on display in the clown makeup and attire he had worn throughout his life. So they have the preserved corpse of a dead clown in their venue. Just sitting there, like, basically in a glass box or whatever. Although the owners leased the body for 6 months in 2002, he claims that the original owners, quote, forgot to retrieve it, and the corpse remains at the CIA, the whatever the place is called, to present to present day in a hermetically sealed glass coffin, the body itself embalmed with arsenic. The corpse is such a prominent fixture that the LA Weekly newspaper ranked the venue in its Best of LA 2006 list as best place to find a dead clown. You can even see a little picture. There's also, apparently, it says the severed arm of Claude de Lorraine. Does it say anything about that in his fucking thing? I don't know. What happened to his arm? Why his arm is there? But it's probably fake, right? That's probably fake. But apparently this is real. I mean, yikes. Yikes. Now, there is some controversy here. There is a, an author, Christine Quigley, who's an author about death-type stuff. She said, more than likely it's not a preserved body because it would be harder to fake something like that than it would be for it to be real. More likely than not, it's a preserved body because it would be harder to fake something like that than it would be for it to be real. What's most unlikely are the stories in these kinds of cases. Now, I've never heard of this particular mummy, but generally I've found that the stories tend to be fabrications because they're in the carnival circuit. Sometimes carnies bought these mummies from local funeral home director who kept them for years hoping the family will claim them. It doesn't happen anymore, no shit, but they used to over-embalm these bodies. That's why they've lasted so long. And then the bodies often become local attractions which people visit on Halloween. Oh, for Christ's sake. For instance, a carnival operator would come through town, hear of a body, and make the funeral director an offer. The corpse then became part of the traveling roadshow with an outlandish legend concocted to draw in a paying crowd. Sometimes the mortuaries held on to them. There's one case of a funeral home out in the Midwest which still has the body of this guy, George Stein, who died in the 20s. In fact, they moved recently and took the body with them instead of interring him, says Quigley. Indeed, Quigley explains that through the retail sale of corpses no longer occurs legal, though... The retail sale of corpses no longer works legally. There's nothing necessarily illegal about having one in your possession. Though funeral homes have guidelines to follow, the law regarding what you can and can't do with human remains can be a gray area, according to the author. In 1976, during the filming of an episode of The $6 Million Man, the TV crew discovered the mummified body of Old West outlaw Elmer McCurdy in a decrepit funhouse where he had been used as part of an attraction. I think we may have talked about that on a past Potoween. There's also Marie O'Day, whose body was supposedly preserved naturally in Utah's Great Salt Lake. A murderess named Hazel Ferris is on display in Alabama, and somewhere out there is a corpse with one gold tooth. Gold Tooth Jimmy! For Quigley, Crew's dead clown was one in a long line that includes Mao Zedong and Lenin. Well, that's pretty interesting. So there you go. It seems like there's an awful lot of these bodies hanging around. Seems like there's a good number of these bodies that show up. So you can go to this California Institute of Abnormal Arts. As far as I know, it's still open. And you can see this dead clown. I'm looking to see if I can see a picture of it. This is like a fucking alligator. Oh, here we go. Oh my God. That's horrifying. That's pretty horrifying. I'm on the Wayback Machine looking at this dead clown. Well, that'll be it. That'll be the cover image for this episode if you're interested in that. Let's see if it's got his story. An American circus performer who was born in 1866 and died of chronic nephritis, which means he drank himself to death. The story goes that the clown asked to be displayed forever in death as he so often appeared in life, in his clown costume and makeup. Whether or not that's true is up for debate, since Crew says he leased the body from a gypsy circus family who've apparently forgotten about their petrified Pierrot. What was supposed to be a 6-month gig for the dead clown has turned into years. Hoping that his family has forgotten about him, Crew has built a kind of cage to protect the glass coffin from the elements and to protect his patrons from the clown. He's embalmed with mercury and arsenic, said Crew, again with the trademark grin. If that glass cracked, it would take a hazmat team to clean this place up. One good whiff and you'd be dead. We took a good look through the bars at the moonlit face of the figure in the glass box, and either it really is a dead guy in clown makeup or a really good fake. Oh, he's real, all right, said Crew, who says he once put on a gas mask and checked the clown for himself. Just a little skin slippage between the thumb and forefinger, but otherwise he's in pretty good shape, chirped Crew, while we made note of the term skin slippage for future dinnertime banter. The prison shed setup makes it look like the dead clown isn't going anywhere, but Crew pointed to another corner of the patio and said he'd be moving the clown there soon because he had bigger plans for the space the corpse is currently occupying. We're going to serve barbecue here, Crew told us, and we're going to call it Long Pig Barbecue. Long Pig, for those of you who don't watch Rachel Ray, is cannibal speak for human. Well, there you go. That's pretty awesome, I got to say. So, dead clown body. Let's just see. I'm going to just double check and see, for those of you who are interested, whether or not you can go to this place. Let's find out, shall we? Yes, it is open. 4.4 star rating on Google. 3.5 on Yelp. Next to conveniently located near a Denny's. Lots of people not fond of this place, it seems. Okay, I guess it just sucked. It's all fine and good until we show up and the door is locked. Anyway, I live close by and blah, blah, blah. Well, there you go. So, there's like photos, hundreds of photos. Can I see the clown in the photos? I mean, they just have a bunch of junk that I can see. Looks like just a whole bunch of horse shit they have sitting around. They have a very cool skull for their box office. The one eyeball is like the box office. Bathroom, surprisingly normal. Wouldn't you think a place like this would have some fucked up weird bathroom that just is like nightmare inducing? But you can't see, I don't see any goddamn clown corpse here. Maybe they take that off their Yelp page. I wonder if that's a possible thing to do. You can just be like, fuck it. I don't want everyone if everyone could see the clown corpse on here, then are they actually going to show up here? Probably not, right? I probably wouldn't. I'd be like, eh, fuck that. Oh, wait. Okay, let's look at this one. What is this picture? Oh, there it is. Okay. You can see him there. Ugh. That's disturbing, man. That's weird. Okay. Well, let me just keep... Oh, that's weird. That's disturbing. Oh. I mean, duh. Duh, right? Isn't that the whole reason we're doing this today? Disturbing. It's weird. It's a dead clown. But there you go. So next time you're in the Los Angeles area, don't forget to visit the dead clown with the French name. Whatever the hell, however the hell you say that.
Got an ambulance. Now you're Steve Frodo. He numbers Velocity. Devil off.